What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rubble JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game or they're updates that we would like to see come to the game, both of which we will be talking about in this episode. So if that's interesting to you at all, you're in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying what you're hearing, consider subscribing wherever you are listening to it on. And if you really, really enjoy it, something that would be really awesome for you to do is pass it along to a friend who might also enjoy it. Maybe you've got a friend that you play Minecraft with and you find yourselves talking a lot about Minecraft update news, maybe things that you would like to see happen in a future update. That would be the perfect friend to share this podcast with. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get started here with the Q&A segment. The Q&A segment is the segment I start off in the episode with by turning the spotlight on you guys, the listeners, and featuring your ideas and your creativity and your opinions on all things Minecraft. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys, what would you change about archaeology in Minecraft? Godcat said, more stuff you can get, like Warhorn shards when made into the Warhorn, if blown, gives you and your pets strength and regeneration. I think that would be an amazing item to have. And it would be one of those things that you have to kind of piece together. I wish we had more things like that in the game. We have that one record that you can find, or the music disc, rather, that you can find in the ancient city. You had to find the little pieces of it. You put those pieces together, and you have a music disc. I do wish that there were more things like that in Minecraft, and I really think that the archaeology system would be the perfect place to find them. So something like this Warhorn, and I like the effect that this has. If you blow it, it gives you and your pets strength and regeneration. I might change those a little bit, those effects a little bit, to make them less like the golden apple. But I like the idea. Maybe just a little brief boost of strength, maybe a little boost of speed or jump boost or something like that, just to give you an edge to get out of a situation or to get into a situation. That would be kind of cool. James says, add more special rare items. Suspicious skulk. This is so hard to say. Suspicious skulk and suspicious dirt, and then a bigger archaeology-based structure, something like an ancient temple that looks like it was built in ancient Greece. Oh, that would be really cool. Honestly, here's the thing. I would like to see archaeology come to the ancient city itself. Now, I know that that would be crazy. That would be insane to go down there and start digging around. But maybe that could be an epic challenge, right? So, extreme archaeology. So you have to kind of be very careful not to awake the warden, and maybe the loot that you get out of archaeology in ancient cities is either very significant when it comes to lore, or it's very, very, very rare kind of loot. Lots of diamonds, things like the new heavy core item, things like that would be pretty cool. Energy Turtle says, I would add ancient scrolls that you could find. These scrolls could be written in diary form. These scrolls could have hints on how to use more obscure features in Minecraft. Not a bad idea. I do think that it would not, I think it would be better to be like pictures, like hieroglyphics even, and not so much like written words, just because that would be more difficult to program into the game. But yeah, like some sort of like pictographed instruction manual for various things around the world. That would be cool. Torben said, probably speed it up a bit, as well as adding more exciting things to dig up, like dinosaur fossils and such. Not a bad idea. I will say we already kind of have dinosaur fossils in Minecraft in the swamps and deserts. You have a chance to dig up these giant skeleton remains of ancient creatures of some sort, very big ancient creatures that kind of resemble dinosaurs. So we kind of already have that, but it isn't very well integrated into the actual archaeology system. Now, I will say those are two different systems. You have archaeology in the real world, and then you have paleontology. And one deals more with ancient civilizations, and the other one deals more with ancient life, like animals and such. So those are not necessarily the same scholarly pursuits. But in Minecraft, I think that they should be united a little bit. Maybe when you're digging around those fossils in the desert and the swamps, you can find other things that you could like suspicious sand and gravel, things like that. And maybe that's where you find ancient teeth and ancient claws. I think that would be fun. Or maybe even ancient scales. I don't know. Lots of possibilities there. Anselm says the brush has the durability of a toothpick. It would be better if it didn't break so easily. That's not something I've noticed. Now, granted, I've only done a full archaeological dig of a trail ruin one time. And I can't really remember how many brushes I went through. I really don't think it was very many brushes. Maybe one, two, or three, maybe four. But they're not that difficult to craft. You just need copper and string. But yeah, maybe if you could enchant them with unbreaking, which maybe you already can, then it would be better. Sarah has a cool idea. Sniffers should help you with it. Yes, absolutely. Take the sniffer with you on an archaeology dig. It would be sort of like your little archaeology buddy, and it's going to help you dig up things out of maybe some more difficult to get to suspicious gravel and sand. I really, really like that. Well, guys, thank you so much for these ideas and opinions. And if you would like yours read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify, interact with the Q&A post there, or you can go to the Discord. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment. You can do it there as well, and I'll do my best to read as many of those as I can in a future episode. Speaking of the Discord, guys, the link is in the description of this episode. You can go there and have a good time chatting with other people who listen to the podcast. You can talk about the podcast, Minecraft, the updates that are coming to Minecraft, update ideas, but you could also talk about the One Block Challenge. And that's something that I do every week here on the podcast, where I challenge you to come up with an idea for a single block for the game based on a particular theme. For this week, the theme is horses. So that's the challenge that's going on right now. If you want to get in on this and you need a refresher on how it works, all the details are in the description of this episode. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is the deadline for you to turn in your ideas. So if you haven't done it already, be sure to jot down your notes and send it to me in the form of an email, or you can do so on the Discord. And yeah, I've already had a lot of great ideas come in. I can't wait to see what your idea is. Now, guys, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. This one's going to be an interesting one because it's about probably one of the more interesting things that they've added to Minecraft in a long time. This is the new weapon called the Mace. The Mace is a very interesting weapon. It operates in a completely different way from all the other weapons in the game. And I had to really wrestle with this one because I had a lot of fears about the Mace and how it was implemented thus far. And I will say at the very beginning of this discussion, and I'll probably say it throughout the discussion, we need to take everything here with a grain of salt because the Mace is 100% not in its final form. The community has just begun to give all of the feedback for the Mace, and the development team is going to try to keep up with us and present us with a final feature that is really good and has a good place in the game. So do not get too comfortable with the Mace, with the way the Mace is right now. If you are really into it and really like it, or if you really don't like it, don't worry. It's probably going to change in one way or another. But with that being said, I'm going to be using a lot of information from the Minecraft Wiki, which is just minecraft.wiki. They have a whole article on the Mace. If the information that I'm presenting is not completely accurate, it's their fault. No, it's actually my fault because I did not go into the snapshot and just get into the nitty-gritty of how the Mace worked. I've watched several videos on how the Mace works, so I think I have a pretty decent idea, but I really relied on Minecraft.wiki, which I know is kept up and edited by a lot of capable people in the community. So that's where I went to for my information. Let's go and get started on how the Mace is obtained. How do you get the Mace in the game? Well, based on the notes from the snapshot article, you get it by combining a breeze rod with the heavy core, which is a new item you can find by unlocking Trial Chamber Vaults. So a couple things. The Breeze Rod is a new item that's in the game. The Breeze can drop from 4 to 6, I believe, Breeze Rods. So, I might be getting that wrong. The Breeze can drop a number of rods. I think it can be maybe 1 to 2 or 4 to 6. I can't remember what the exact name number is. It can be affected by looting on your axe or sword. So you can get a good number of these fairly easily, I think. If you find a trial chamber, you're probably going to walk out there with a good number of breeze rods. However, the heavy core is going to be a different story, but it's quite rare to get a heavy core. I will say again that the way that to obtain the heavy core is probably going to change in the future. Mojang has hinted that it will be changed, or at least there will be an alternate way to get the heavy core, which of course lends itself to a whole bunch of other theories about the heavy core. But essentially speaking, the mace is obtained by crafting with the breeze rod and the heavy core. The breeze rod, not that hard to get, but the heavy core, definitely rare to get. So that means that the mace is going to be something that is very hard to get, at least as of now. So how does the mace work? And this is from the Minecraft.wiki article. If you want to read the whole article, go there. This is a somewhat abridged version of how the mace works. Pressing attack while holding a mace inflicts damage on both mobs and other players. No surprise there. If the player hits a mob while falling, a smash attack is performed. This is activated when the player falls more than 1.5 blocks. Upon a smash attack being performed, extra damage is dealt to the mob hit based on the distance fallen, and entities within 2.5 blocks of the player are knocked back. When a smash attack is performed, the damage is multiplied. The amount of damage a mace can accumulate from falling is unlimited, allowing a single hit from a mace to kill a player wearing full protection 4 netherite armor after falling 15 blocks, and a warden after falling 97 blocks. The damage increase from falling distance is also applied while in elytra flight, allowing for the increased damage to be dealt in quick succession by ascending and descending using fireworks. After successfully attacking a target with the mace, the player's fall damage is reset. From the height the player hit the mob, the player begins accumulating fall damage again. So it works very similarly to the wind charges. Speaking of the wind charges, that according to all this information, wind charges are going to be a must for using the mace, because in a normal jump, you only jump one block. You're not going to jump 1.5 blocks. So I will say that wind charges are going to be very, very worth getting. However, it's a very, very good thing to remember that wind charges are not the only way to boost your jump. We literally have jump boost in the game. I believe this can be crafted with a potion. So jump boost effect is going to be very, very useful when using the mace. Maybe even more so than the wind charge. If you're able to get jump boost in a potion form, then it might be worth having those on hand even more than the wind charge. Because the wind charge, you're going to have to farm breezes, which is not going to be a very easy thing to do. But for the potion, that should be a little easier to obtain. So keep that in mind. For enchantments and repair, there is no mace-specific enchantment yet. There probably will be, I would imagine, but there is none yet. I think that it can be enchanted using mending with an anvil, but there's no official info on that. But I'm pretty sure that I've seen people do that in videos. You can repair the mace with breeze rods. However, people are running into issues with that as well. Again, it's a really good thing to understand that this is not the final form of the mace, and all of those little bits of information is probably going to change very, very soon. So if that's disappointing to you at all, that there's no mace-specific enchantments or that maces don't seem to be very easily enchanted, don't worry about it. It'll probably change very, very soon. Now let's get into the meat of it. Let's compare the mace to other weapons. All right, so the mace has a base attack of 7 damage on Java and 8 on Bedrock. So 7 damage is a half heart, or 1 damage is a half heart, so 7 damage is like 3.5 hearts. 8 damage on Bedrock. Now, this is exactly the same as unenchanted diamond swords, and which on both versions, the on Bedrock and on Java, the diamond sword does 7 damage. It is the same as an unenchanted wooden or gold axe in Java at 7 damage. It is the same as a unenchanted diamond axe in Bedrock at 7 damage. All right, so if you want to compare the mace, base damage, no jumping involved, no critical attacks, no smash attacks, just whacking somebody upside the head, it is comparable to a diamond sword or a wooden and gold axe sword in Java or a diamond axe in Bedrock. With sharpness 5, diamond swords and wooden or gold axes deal 10 damage. I will say wooden gold axes without sharpness 5 deal 10 damage. And these leave the mace far behind by 3 damage points of basic attack strength. So enchanting your weapon with sharpness 5, immediately the mace is left behind with its base attack. Let's compare it to the trident. Let's bring the trident here because I like to root for underdogs. The trident has a base attack strength of 9, which is really, really good, honestly. But it is outpaced by sharpness 5 diamond swords and wooden or gold axes by 1 damage point. Simply upgrading the sword to netherite or giving a stone, iron, or diamond axe sharpness 5 outpaces both the maces and the trident's base damage by 4 to 5 points of damage, which is significant in a combat situation. Base damage, the mace does not shine. It is not a very good weapon. It is equal to an unenchanted diamond sword or an unenchanted wooden or gold axe. So the mace is not very threatening if you're not able to land that smash attack. I think that this, I don't know how much of a problem this is. I honestly would like to see an enchantment come to the mace that gives it an edge other than the smash attack. I think that maybe if the mace had an area of effect where instead of just knocking back everybody, if you swing it, even if you're just standing still, if you swing your mace, you hit a mob, that any hostile mobs within a certain radius of you also take damage, similar to sweeping edge on a sword. I think that that would be better. I don't think that it needs to be given more damage because of just how much damage it can give at full power. But standing still, the mace does seem to be lagging behind. Now, what role does the mace fill among the other weapons? We've talked in the past about niches that the weapons all fill. And so what niche does the mace fill? Well, the mace has a lot of wow factor. The mace is just a fun weapon. The amount of just laughter and fun that I've seen people have with the mace, it doesn't lie. The mace is going to be something that is fun to use. It is also a rare trophy item, even more so than the trident, even on Java. The mace is something that you're not going to be able to get very, very easily. Therefore, if you have one, bragging rights. Now, in combat, the mace is a heavy-hitting weapon that takes skill to use effectively, and it requires the player to be highly mobile to unlock its full potential. So it does have a place in combat. Now, a lot of people are saying that the mace is too powerful, and here are my thoughts on that. In normal combat situations, I do not think that the mace is too powerful. Going up against a fully enchanted netherite sword, even with wind charges, is going to be a challenge unless you are very skilled with the mace. However, because the damage can be greatly increased using the elytra, I see the need for that to change. Maybe the elytra use should not increase the damage the same way that free-falling does. So maybe the game can say, oh, you're not free-falling, you're just falling with the elytra, so we're going to half the amount of damage that you're able to get from falling with the elytra. So using the elytra to swoop down and sneak attack your enemies and just one-shot them probably won't be as possible. I could see that having to be nerfed. Will the mace be relevant throughout the game? We've talked about this before, how good game design means that whenever you get something in the game, it follows you throughout the game. You never really graduate from it. It is always a relevant thing. I think that it can be. It will be. So this is an end game item. really on par with netherite gear and elytra because of how hard it is going to be to get it. In in-game combat, when you're going up against people with netherite gear and elytra, I can see the mace as being very relevant and a sought-after weapon, especially for skilled players. So I think that it meets that requirement 100% for me. So all in all, I think that the mace is a decent weapon. I do want to see it be given some sort of edge if you're not able to do a smash attack. It needs to have some sort of edge in just normal on-the-ground combat. And I do think that the elytra use with the mace needs to be somewhat nerfed, but not entirely. I don't want the mace to stop being fun. I want it to still be a big threat. But I don't think that it would be really fair, especially in endgame when elytras are not that uncommon, for someone just to be able to one-shot anybody anytime they want to. I think it should require a bit of work. And so let's go ahead and nerf the elytra plus mace situation, but not entirely, just by a certain factor. Now, let's bring the trident back in again, because I think that the trident is something that I've been thinking about because of the mace. I really, really wish that they would revisit the trident in development, and I really wish that the trident was better, honestly. Now, as opposed to netherite gear and the mace, the trident is a mid-game weapon. You could even get it in early game if you're lucky, but it's probably a mid-game weapon. By mid-game, you've probably encountered the trident in one way or another. And as we've seen, it's pretty decently powerful. The trident has a base attack strength of 9 damage, and the unenchanted diamond sword has 7, so it's pretty good. It has a critical melee attack of 13.5 damage on Java, so pretty decent strength. But again, once you get to the end game, it is outpaced by sharpness 5 diamond swords, and then even by wooden or gold axes by 1 damage point. Simply upgrading the sword to netherite or giving a stone, iron, or diamond axe sharpness 5 outpaces the trident's base damage by 5 to 4 points of damage. That's pretty significant. So let's compare the mace and the trident's conditions for full power. So they have their niches. The mace needs falling to unlock its full potential, and the trident needs water. Let's compare those two. The mace's condition for unlocking its full potential, falling, is far more easily met than the trident's, and the mace benefits far more from it. So falling with the mace is far easier than having water nearby or on hand for trident use, and the mace is far more powerful than the trident when falling than the trident is when you're using it in water. So it's like two strikes against the trident right there in the end game. It's such a niche weapon that you have to be in or near or in the water or in the rain to use it and unlock its special abilities. But its special abilities aren't even that strong. All right. So I think that the mace or the trident rather needs a different condition that is not water related, or it needs an enchantment that allows it to compete in the endgame against netherite weapons and the mace. Here's an idea. Maybe the trident could be upgraded to netherite. Let's just make the trident be able to be upgraded to netherite, and then maybe we can put sharpness on the trident and call it a day. It could be that simple. Now, I know we were here to talk about the mace, not the trident, but I did think that the trident was relevant to this conversation. And the crossbow is a completely different situation. anyway, so all in all, I think the mace is a pretty cool thing. I do think that it needs some adjustments, but overall, I think it's a great addition to the game. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your questions and your comments and your ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I'll see you at Bedrock.